Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I think before we get into our lesson, there's something that I ought to explain to you, because you know that sounds very confusing from this same chapter here. That here's a man, the madman of Gadara, over there in the land of the Gadarenes, that Jesus, when he wanted to go with him, he said he suffered him not, but said to him, go home to thy friends and tell. Go tell it. Go tell it. Go tell it. Go tell it. Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and how that he has had compassion on thee.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Glory to God. Well, now there are those that are healed instantly. Praise God. Amen. Well, that's the kind of God we're serving. Hallelujah. And then the next healing was Peter's mother-in-law. And then we did discuss the healing of the multitude, which is not individual, but there in Matthew, he goes a little bit more in detail about it, and there were some things that we could discuss about it. And then fourth was the leper. And we learned something there. Remember, the leper said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Many people today are like the leper. He said, if thou wilt, thou canst. They said, well, I know God can, don't know whether they will or not. Well, Jesus answered that. I will, he said. I will. Glory to God. And then the paralytic. That is the man that was born by four and couldn't get into the house, you know, because of the multitude. Took him up on the roof and led him down in the presence of Jesus. And then number six, the lame man at Bethesda. And then number seven, the man with the withered hand. And then number eight, the woman with the spirit of infirmity. And then number nine, the centurion servant. And then the Gadarene demoniac, or the madman of Gadara. So now we come today to number 11. And that is the woman who touched his garment. Praise God forevermore. Now, notice in connection with this, because really there are two here. We could say 11 and 12 here if you wanted to. There are two in connection together here. The woman with the issue of blood and the raising of Jairus' daughter. So let's back up just a little bit here and read and get the connection here. Because you see, in this fifth chapter of Mark, we have been studying about this madman of Gadara. And we studied about the fact that this man wanted to go with Jesus when he left. And that Jesus suffered him not, 19th verse of the 5th chapter. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. Now notice the 21st verse. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side. Now that is, he came from the land of the Gadarenes across the little sea of Galilee to Capernaum. And landed there with his disciples. So much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him, and a certain woman. See, it went on to tell about this woman with the issue of blood who touched him as he was on his way to Jairus' house. Now, we stopped off reading there with that 34th verse, and he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now let's go on reading with the 35th verse. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain, that is certain people in other words, which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the rulers of the synagogue. And he seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, that is, come into the house, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, yeah, you got to put people out sometime before you can deal with some cases. Amen, that's absolutely true. I've found that sometimes in my own experience, before I could, I tried and tried and couldn't get people healed. I put everybody out and got them healed instantly. Amen. And you'll see sometimes Jesus did that. Well, who would object to following Jesus' example? No Christian would, of course. And so, when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him. That means Peter, James, and John. Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother of the damsel was all, see. Them that were with him. And entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha Cuma, which is, being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Now that's Arabic. He isn't talking in tongues. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Now, I think before we get into our lesson, to something that I ought to explain to you, because you know that sounds very confusing from this same chapter here, that here's a man, the madman of Gadara, over there in the land of the Gadarenes, that Jesus, when he wanted to go with him, he said he suffered him not, but said to him, Go home to thy friends and tell. Go tell it. Go tell it. Go tell it. Go tell it. Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee, and how that he hath had compassion on thee. And we read that he departed and published. Departed into Decapolis and published. And yet, here he raised this little daughter from the dead. She had to be not only healed, I mean raised from the dead, but healed. Because if she had to been, she just raised up and wasn't healed. Whatever disease she had, would she have died again immediately? Are you following me? And so, he said, told him not to tell him. Now, that sounds strange. Now, you see, some folks, and you run into this. You know, and it's quite amusing. I mean, on one hand, you see, you can take the story of the madman of Gadara, and you can, other scriptures that we've looked at here, other individual healing, where Jesus told him to go tell it, and you can say, well, now, see, he said, go tell it. Jesus said, go publish it. If you've been healed, go tell it. And then, right on the other hand, somebody that's opposed to divine healing, because they do it all the time, I hear them and read after them, they said, well, even if you wasn't healed, you wasn't supposed to tell it, because see, Jesus said right here, don't tell it. Well, now, isn't that a contradiction? Who's right about that? Well, you see where the trouble is. Remember something that Paul told Timothy? Study to show thyself approved unto God, the workman need not to be ashamed, rightly divide the word of truth. You see, the reason they get into trouble about that is they don't rightly divide the word of truth. Now, why did Jesus say here in Capernaum, after the ruler of this ruler of the synagogue's daughter was raised up from the dead, and he exhorted him not to tell it. Don't tell it. Now, while you're there, it might be very interesting to examine something else in connection with this. See, this is the fifth chapter of Mark that we're looking at. Now, it might be very interesting for you, if you'd like, just to look right here into the seventh chapter of Mark. And we'll read something here. We see here that, actually I want to read from the 8th chapter, and then we'll read the 7th chapter too. We'll read from the 8th chapter first, some scripture. Now notice that here Jesus, they bring unto him one. He cometh to Bethsaida. That's the 22nd verse now. He cometh to Bethsaida. And they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and we're going to get around to him after a while in our discussion. But I just wanted to make a point right now. Took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. That is, he led him out of Bethsaida. Wouldn't minister to him there. And when he led him out of the town, he spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him and asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see a man as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. Now, notice something, the 26th verse. And he sent him away to his house. That is, Jesus sent this blind man who was now healed, who is seeing, away to his house, saying, neither go into the town, that is, into Bethsaida, nor tell it to any in the town. Notice that he didn't tell him to tell it other places, but don't tell it in Bethsaida.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Our offer this month, if you're wanting to learn more about God's healing power, actually in our offer we have Healing is Ours. It's 10 messages on healing by you, Craig, our dad, Kenneth W. Hagin, and our grandfather, Kenneth E. Hagin. And then also it includes Mrs. Hagin, our mom's CD of Do I Really Have to Forgive? And then my CD on Living in Continual Peace. That's a great package, a great offer for a gift of $35 or more that can be yours. So make sure and go to rhema.org and check it out.
It's not too late to come to Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester, and or you can come in the spring. If you want to find more information about Rhema Bible Training College, you can go to rbtc.org. And if you want to apply, you can go /apply right there. Classes start the day after Labor Day is where registration starts. So, you know, time's running out. But you know what? Maybe God's calling you to come to Rhema Bible Training College, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Yes, it is. If you want to check it out, rbtc.org.
To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.